All righty. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. If you're listening, you're the one of the three. Thank you for being here. You are keeping the lights on in my house and all that other bullshit. I'm the last podcast that actually swears, that doesn't give a damn, and might actually make some money doing it. No. There's no way that anybody could actually back like a fucking horrible racist podcast like this. I'm Alex the Truck, and we got my wife over here.
She has a new pretty dress.
She has a new dress.
It looks so pretty.
And we got Courtney.
So, hola.
And we're done with fucking just read and write it. Now we're back to the news stories.
My dress looks so pretty.
I know.
I'd wear it right now, but I know I'm going to spill alcohol on it.
Yep. Let's go ahead and jump right into the stories. If you haven't been able to tell that my wife is a little bit inebriated for this episode.
Inebriated.
She always is.
So, talk about never mind. I was going to make a black joke.
And it would have gone over my head.
Oh, it would have gone over everyone's head.
100%.
You know, making fun of a dead guy, you know, is bad karma, but, you know, shit, I'll take a stab at it.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Well, fucking O.J. Simpson did kill himself with cancer.
Can you kill yourself with cancer?
Absolutely.
Like, if you deny yourself chemo or just in general?
If you just, like, smoke cigarettes all the time, or if you're like, oh, what is the elephant's foot in Chernobyl? Like,
okay, I can't deny your argument. I will accept it.
You know, oh, let's play with the demon's core. Oh, I'm dead now.
Are you?
The dude that played with the demon's core died.
But OJ's also dead, right?
Very dead, yes.
So like Orange Juice Simpson or like other?
Other.
Continue.
Yeah, everyone has made that joke. My wife has just found out recently who OJ Simpson was.
True. I only learned this like 2 hours ago at most.
But yeah, no, he is a cold-blooded killer. And I wanted was for him to be on his deathbed and just be like, yeah, I did that shit, and then die.
You should have done that for realsies.
Just been like, yeah, that was me.
Would you kill me if you caught me cheating?
Not
Alex, you wouldn't cheat.
I know, no. But if I did.
No.
If I caught you cheating, I would kill you. Just so you know.
See, the reason
I'll fuck you beforehand. Like, it'll be a painless death.
No, the reason I don't cheat is the chance that I might bear a child.
Ew.
Yeah, that is what keeps. Ew. Like, even with a condom, it's like that condom will fucking rip and you know, she'll get pregnant.
Okay, no, that's bullshit. Because after he had allergic reaction to the latex condom, we never used a condom afterwards, and I still didn't get pregnant.
Well, no, that's you know.
Well, that's because you have deformed. Like a weird like thing.
That's because you have a weird pussy. Okay.
It was weird.
That's because I fucking you know turned you into my fucking little toaster strudel.
Now it's like snitched off at like 11 inches. Like it's just
little, yeah, it's cool. Like I can put two of my dicks in there, and it still won't hit rock bottom. It's awesome. I get it. But yeah. So OJ Simpson is dead. You know, he had a big enough dick to fucking reach all the way down. But yes, this poor man.
Not fucking OG. He did murder. He got away with it. What is a stupid thing? Like, it's, I bring you myrrh. And dude's like, oh, thank you. And dude's like, no, murder. And dude's like, oh, Judith.
Okay, you fucking fucked up the entire thing.
I know I did, Jesus. But I enjoyed it the entire
time. I know. My wife is, just get ready for that all night.
I'm 2 champagnes in, and there's 1 more champagne ahead of me.
Yeah.
Am I too loud?
No, you're fine.
Okay, good.
But yeah, No, like I had a whole fucking bit on karma and how karma fucking does not exist.
Karma totally exists.
It doesn't.
I'm in the vet world. Karma exists.
Okay. But yeah, I had a whole fucking bit on it and then derailed. So let's move on to the next fucking whole bit. So apparently this whole nuclear, the stupid sun eclipse bullshit. Apparently people have been killing people over this and tipping huge.
Yes. Human eradication.
Over in L.A.,
Oh, God, this was in L.A.?
Yeah, of course.
Jesus Christ. It's not Florida?
The death of an infant and the injury of a young girl, both found on the 405 freeway, were tied to a murder-suicide, including, involving the children's mother, Danielle Johnson. What a fucking nothing name. Like, let me just say that. I hate when people fucking name their kids, like, you know, hey, this is my kid, Dave Smith. Yeah, go ahead and fucking, like, let your kid die in obscurity now.
Like, honestly, if you name your kid Danielle or Danielle, it's 100% Hogwarts.
I'm sure it's a black mother. Like,
is it, though? Is there a picture?
Nah,
she is black. Okay.
Of course.
Jesus Christ. Micro racism at its finest.
It's not even racism.
I know.
It's typical. White people will fucking at least.
Faults. God.
Ugh.
I can't help you.
I know. I'm trying. It's like, pulling together.
Like pulling teeth.
But harder. Jesus Christ.
There's nothing worse than pulling teeth.
No, there is.
Not as someone who's pulled teeth, there is nothing worse.
But yeah, so apparently this woman's partner, Johnson, also fucking killed himself.
Oh, so three people died?
Three people died. The baby, her, and, you know, it's like now...
Three's my second favorite number.
She still had another kid in the car.
She had another kid?
Yeah.
Wait, this was just a car accident?
It was like a murder-suicide. I think she was trying to kill all the kids and just like left them on the side of the road.
Oh.
It annoys me every fucking time because like I've watched the end of the world happen. Like, oh, it's the end of the Mayan calendar now. It's like, yeah.
That was years ago.
Y2K, we lived through that.
What the fuck is that?
So in the year 2000, there was a serious computer glitch because they didn't fucking, you know, program clocks that far ahead.
Uh-huh.
So everyone was worried that all the fucking world's computers were going to just crash.
What the fuck?
You know, fucking January 1st, 2000.
People are that stupid?
It was a real possibility.
It was?
Yes, 100%.
Why was it real?
Because computers were just being really made available, and they didn't think about the year 2000 and above.
So did the internet die?
No. Okay. They eventually fixed the problem. They fixed the problem way before. You know, it's like...
And it was just a media thing?
It was like the people on the trolley problem, but they like switched the track like, you know, an hour before. It's like, oh, the train's coming. It's going to run over all these people. It's like, no, it's already been diverted.
So it was just AI.
No, it wasn't even AI.
It was before AI was invented.
Yes.
Wow.
This was back in the days where if you had a cell phone, like you can like only go up to the year like 2030.
With like the buttons?
Yeah, like fucking like, you know, trying to set your time.
Like a BlackBerry?
Yeah, there was a, you know, now if you like go on your phone, you can put it to 1901 if you want. Ugh. Yeah, you can put it to the beginning of time. They don't give a shit. Like
4 billion years ago or like biblical before time?
They don't care. They've figured it all out.
The Ediacaran period.
But it was a real fucking problem. And because people were worried that
people kill themselves?
Yes.
Wow. It's even better.
See what I mean, people?
No, we need more predators.
Courtney, do you remember Y2K?
I want to be a cannibal.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, for the rest of us that didn't really give a shit, that didn't have stock or, you know, anything that would really fuck up.
Oh,
we
was involved?
What?
You said stock. Stock equals money.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that was computers. People were worried that all the computers in the world would crash. That means every fucking stock, you know, Wall Street, every single fucking thing that this world had.
Wait, so Wall Street is like AI? It doesn't exist without electricity?
Imagine not being able to get gas. Imagine, like, all the internet just zips.
So there's no internet. I can't buy gas?
You can't buy gas, no.
Why not?
How are you going to pay for it?
Oh, I'd have to pay in cash.
Okay, cool. They're out.
Yeah, but how would you get the money?
Like, I always pay in cash for gas.
How are they going to activate it?
What about like all the money that you have in your bank account? Like, are they going to be able to? They won't be able to access
like
that.
If I ran out of hard cash, then I'm fucked?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. This was the fucking huge fear that all the fucking world's computers would crash simultaneously. And it's like, oh, fucking no.
People are worried about that?
Yes, it was a possibility.
It was?
Oh, my God. We're moving on. We are moving the fuck on. See, this is the shit that I have to fucking deal with.
I love it's asking like, why. Oh.
Yeah, it's like having a child.
I am a child.
It's like, don't have them.
But my pussy's an adult.
Next story. Over in Florida this time, because obviously Florida, you know, can't be outshined on the fucking dimmest day of the year. Woman.
Solstice?
No. Woman claims God directed her to shoot cars on the I-10 in Florida during the eclipse.
That's the kind of shit you would say.
No, I would be like, dude, I told me to kill these people.
You see yourself as God?
No, I wouldn't even see myself as God. I'd see myself as a, you know, a fucking rational thinking young man and be like,
you're not young.
Like, we need to kill these fucking people, you know, heading towards the fucking state border before they get there. You know, because they might fucking, you know, start driving throughout Texas. I'm going to. Gonna start driving throughout Texas and do all that other bullshit. And then eventually make it over to Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm not a good person. Like my friend.
Colorado to Florida.
I muted your mic for a second.
I know.
What's the next story, Alex?
Oh no, I have a whole I have like bits. I had like a whole fucking thing to go through on all this. I had bits planned and then it gets derailed. And it's like, I guess fucking move away from this train crash. You know, it's like my inebriated wife is like just enjoying.
I am.
She's like my cat when my cat's like, oh, are these the buttons I'm not supposed to step on? Every fucking button. I'm going to step on them all. Hopefully this doesn't fuck up everything. This is fucking up everything? Oh, no. That's great. Every fucking time. But I recently, you know, told a bit at a comedy show. And my friend Taylor is like, Alex, are you a serial killer? Because I was talking about killing deer and how much I enjoyed it and hearing the deer pop on my fucking truck.
Like when like a rib cage cracks when you're doing CPR?
Oh no. They just turn into jelly. Like you hit these deer going 69 miles an hour.
Nice.
Exactly. And then they're just like boop. They're just a fucking smear. They're a meat crayon.
So when do you hear the pop?
Like immediately when like they, you know, pop and then, you know, they start shooting, you know, gore all over the road.
Like that or a different noise?
It's like imagine someone throwing a water balloon at your fucking car.
Like Helen Keller?
Yeah, like Helen Keller. You know, the one woman that was known for, you know, getting water balloons thrown in her car while she drove.
I apologize to everybody, but it's based off the anime.
That makes way less sense.
Okay, you should, all of you should watch The Glass Mask. It's amazing. It's a little, like, kind of creepy towards the end, but still good.
It's creepy.
Like, really pedo.
Yeah, I don't like watching pedophilia.
Like, it's not there, but it's implied.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but the anime is a good show. Like, I always watch it until the last six episodes, and I'm like, yep, I'm out.
Wow.
I mean, like, I only had, like, one pedophilia joke in recent memory. That's where, you know, Santa Claus determines if your kid's naughty or nice.
It was a good joke.
Yeah, I mean, if fucking people would stay and, like, my wife would get home on time.
Yeah, work ran late because what's-her-face would not shut the fuck up.
You just tell her back, oh.
She can't mop and talk at the same time. Like, God.
What you do is you move to an area where, you know, you need her to mop all that area. And
I did!
Hey, mop while you know, come to me.
I literally told her to mop three rooms, and she mopped the entire clinic.
Then good. Get the fuck out of there, big. I gotta get home. My husband's dick needs sucking, or otherwise I'm gonna get another black eye.
I literally did. I left my receptionist to deal with her fuckery.
And big, just run the fuck out of there. But yes, I had a joke where Santa Claus was a pedophile, and you know he like spies on your children and gives the naughty ones a big heart. How is that gross?
Have you seen the Polar Express? Because it makes it even worse.
No.
It's.
That's a fucking a train that comes through.
Okay, unless you've seen it.
Is there? Is that a movie?
In the background, it's not worth it.
Is that a
movie? What?
Yes. Okay, there's a part where they're like sliding across the ice and the ice is starting to crack. And like the regular movie, it's like, oh shit. But there's a meme where they're playing Tokyo Drift in the background and it's perfect. It's a good movie. I don't recommend it, but it's a good movie.
And like the bit.
It's got what's his face who played the dude you like with Dan, You Have No Legs. Fucking what's his name?
With Dan, You Got No Legs.
Yes.
Wow. Way to, like, I'm not even a
like,
huge fucking Tom Hanks fan.
Running.
I'm not a huge Tom Hanks fan, but.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks. Thank you. I had to go around the hard way. Isn't he the dude who had, like, imaginary friend with, like the basketball or some shit on an island?
Castaway Volleyball, yes.
That was a good movie, TBH.
Obviously, you didn't watch it.
I watched it like three times. I enjoyed it every single time. Especially when he like kicks the baseball off and it like, and he's like, oh no, bro, I'm sorry for kicking you. And it's like, yeah,
my
that sucks.
My favorite part of that whole movie is when he comes home and reality is sitting there right there waiting to sucker punch him and his wife left him for another man because he was dead.
I mean, he was dead.
It's hilarious. My favorite fucking part of the whole goddamn movie. Oh, you
like,
just
if
survived.
Someone told me you were dead, obviously I would not find another partner, but I was someone else, obviously I would find another partner.
You just survived hell and made it back to civilization somehow and lost your only friend, Wilson, after fucking many years out on fucking, you know, a K. And it's like, okay, now.
That's a big word. Continue. Not everyone knows what a K means.
Yeah, it's a little island.
It's so cute.
But it's like, you're the fuck out there. And you survive, and you're like, oh, cool. I'm going to get to come back home and, you know, welcome to civilization. And
have you seen Life of Pi? Because it's, like, better, but not quite that much better.
See, Life of Pi would be hilarious.
It was good, though.
If he gets to the end of the fucking movie.
You've never seen the movie, so you don't know.
And the lion eats him.
No, the lion is literally him because, like, the butcher fucking ate his mom, who was the orangutan. You've clearly not seen the movie, so you have no idea what I'm talking about. But, like, his dad, like, sedates, like, all the zoo animals, but he's actually sedating all his family members, and then, like, he ends up, like, the cook, and the cook, like, eats his mommy, but, like, he pretends he's his fucking tiger, so he also eats the dude who killed his mom, and, like, things are okay for some reason. But then they end up on some, like poisonous island with, like, the fucking bayou, and he has to leave, but then
does he die at the end of this movie?
It's a good movie.
Does he die?
No, he doesn't. But like,
that's an awful movie.
No, the insurance company is like, either A, we believe the dude was the dude as the tiger killed his mom, or A, the dude killed his own mom and he ate her. There's two options. And the insurance company was like, yeah, no, the tiger ate his mom. The dude did not eat his own mom.
Yeah.
Have either of you seen the movie?
No, why would I watch a movie?
Oh my god, it's such a good movie.
What is it called?
Especially when you reach the poisonous.
The Life of Pi.
Whale shark.
P.I.
No, because originally his name was called Pissing because he was named after a fucking pool. And so, like, he had to define himself as, like, the number of pi. So he, like, recited, like, all the numbers to, like, the fucking moon. And everyone was like, okay, cool, your name is Pi and no longer Pissing.
Why is it that, like, every fucking media outlet out there just is like, hey, if you're an Indian dude, like, dot Indian, you're wildly smart in math.
Exactly, and your name is Pissing and not Pi.
Okay, like, you know, the Indians did, you know, invent zero.
Indians are cool as shit, and they make such good music.
They make good food, too. Like, this is how, like...
Such good food, but I'm white and I can't eat it because it hurts my body because I'm white and I can't even eat seasoning besides salt. Too much salt and I'll die. Like my grandpa.
Yeah.
But yeah, they make every fucking, you know, brown dude that, you know...
Like, I'm literally programmed to be attracted to you because you're brown.
They're like, hey, either they're really good at driving an Uber, they're really good with tech support, or they're wildly good with fucking numbers.
Although somehow I married the whitest Mexican ever.
I'm not Mexican.
Exactly.
I'm Filipino.
It's even worse.
I'm like a scary Asian that looks Mexican.
It's even worse.
You wanted this. I don't know why.
I know. You're fucking hot as shit.
I'm not. Like,
you are.
I'm like a mid two.
If you weren't hot, I wouldn't suck your dick. Okay.
You don't.
Okay. When's the last time I sucked you off?
Like, it's been weeks.
It has?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll suck you off after the podcast.
Nah. Got other stuff.
He wants to play video games.
Courtney is a man of the people.
She is?
Yeah. I'm actually.
Also, I fucking.
Right now.
I've been fucking having wild diarrhea shits, so I'd rather you not anywhere near my fucking nether regions at all.
True enough.
Because, like, a fucking horrible thought is like, you're just sucking me off, and then just boom. Like, just, you know, I relax and, like a fucking, just a bubble just, you know.
Oh, my God. I literally have the same fear that, like, we're fucking, and instead of me farting, I fucking shit in the bed.
You've done it.
I know, which makes it even worse.
So you can do it again, and I'm like, whatever. You already know.
You'll be fine with it?
You're cleaning that disgusting garbage up.
Like, you'll still fuck me afterwards?
Oh, no. Like, that's immediately done.
Okay, that's a good thing. Like, will you leave the room, or will you still give me a head kiss?
I will be like, take the sheets off, you disgusting animal. Fucking, we're going to the shower immediately. I'll have like a tiny bit of like dookie on my ball sack.
Ew!
Yeah, you know, and that's ew. It. I'm like, fucking full ass shower.
Yes, 100% dip if that happens.
Like, if any part of poop, even my own, fucking touches my hand, it is like, I'm sorry, bathroom. I'm using all your goddamn soap. Especially if I'm in like a public restroom.
Like, I fucking love fucking missionary, but like once your like dick like slips out of my vagina and like touches my butthole, like everything is over. Everything's over. It's gross once your dick touches my butthole, especially when it's soft and like gooey. Cause like, ew, there's so much fluid that comes out of my vagina.
I like how uncomfortable.
Stop.
Fucking.
Stop.
Okay, we're moving.
Sorry, bestie.
See, this is what she does. She like fucking, you know, train wrecks it.
I'm sorry, I hate my own vagina.
Okay, now on to San Francisco.
I love San Fran.
I don't know why like the fucking video fucking deleted.
Cause it's San Fran.
But there is a video of a fucking tow truck going into live traffic to nab someone that was actively driving.
What?
So they were driving in the streets of San Fran.
Uh-huh.
San Francisco.
Like, you can drive in San Fran.
Yeah, but, like, they're in, like, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in a lane of travel, you know, just moving slowly. And this tow truck just, like, pulls up and, like, tries to hook on them. And then they're like, what the fuck? They're like beeping their horn and backing up. And then they had to like just take the fuck off and like whip around this fucking tow truck.
Uh-huh.
That's like just randomly trying to grab them. I'm like, this is only some California shit.
You've not seen the video of the dude who literally drove over the tow truck and like hit air?
Yeah, it's happened a million times.
So many times. Like, we are living in GTA, but like not the good part.
Yeah, just like the bad part of like the crime-ridden city. That's awesome.
GTAs, have you played?
All like, of them.
All of them?
Yeah, the first one that was just a top-down version.
Like, did you play the version where the fucking hookers suck you off, but like not in the way you can masturbate to?
Yeah, of course. Everyone's
bad.
Played Grand Theft Auto 3, and you fucking get a hooker, take them to a dark alley, the fucking you know car rocks, and you kill them, and somehow you still have less money.
Have you ever been aroused by it?
No.
Ah, damn.
What?
If
what?
I was a hooker, would you find me
no.
sexy?
No. next story. See what I deal with?
Yeah, you have to put up with this every single day, 24/7. Although you're a trucker, you're only home like half the week. So not as much.
I sincerely hope this is like a late April Fool's joke. But Glasgow's infamous Willy Wonka themed immersive experience is being recreated in Los Angeles later this month.
Like the dude who faked it or like something different?
I'm sure the entire fucking whole crew are doing it again in L.A. This time in, you know, just America. Next event promises 2 free jelly beans and maybe Timothée Chalamet.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a fucking actor that no one gives a shit about anymore.
Okay, Gene Wilder is dead, so nothing else matters.
Gene Wilder's dead?
Isn't
when
he?
Did this happen?
I thought he was dead. Is he not dead?
He should just be old.
I thought he was dead. Now I need to look this up.
Well, fucking look it up. Use your time to do that. I just saw it. And I'm like, there's no fucking way that they're redoing this fucking nightmare.
I
renowned comedians are vying for the chance to moderate.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, obviously.
He died in 2016.
Yeah, he died a while ago.
Like, you can't top him. He was the best. Like, he was super fucked up. Like, he, like, played, like, tricks on all the other actors, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? He was like, ha, 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 got you fuckers.
Now I want to see, you know, if I can get a fucking...
Let's be honest, nothing will ever beat Blazing Saddles. So
yes, it is a real event. April 28th, 2024. And it just literally says, yes, this is a real event. Please read the copy before purchasing. By House of Illuminati. Same fucking people that did the last one. Location to be announced. This is in fucking 2 weeks, people. No refunds. About this event, it should just be like, if you fall for this shit again, you lose your ass. I kind of want to buy one.
Is this the island dude or someone different?
Same guy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The fucking Fire Island dude. The one that did the fucking, you know, bullshit in fucking Glasgow.
Fucking hilarious.
I honestly.
I did not feel bad for those people. I'm like, yeah, you bought that shit. You should suffer. Y'all should suffer. Cannibalism.
I kind of want to buy a ticket just to, like, support the fucking nonsense. I'm like, you're such a fucking mad lad. You did it again.
I cannot deny you this. I would
also. I'm not doing it. Absolutely fucking
you're
not. That's
not
a.
Do it?
No, why the fuck
aww
would I? Like, because but I'm hilarious here and I'm looking at the thing where I could fucking purchase it. And it's like,
how much
I'm,
are the tickets?
$48.
Okay, that's too much. Like,
$48.80.
Like,
check
yeah
out. Yeah. It's $44 a ticket.
People are stupid.
Two complimentary jelly beans to kickstart the sweetness. A live Q&A and photo session with the enigmatic Christy Patterson, the mother.
The snozzberries take like snozzberries.
A vibrant local music and comedy performances from a bunch of fucking people that I have no idea who are.
But they're not you.
Yeah, I'm not going out to California to perform comedy.
True enough.
Like if there's like an open mic, yeah, sure, I'll go hit it and fucking really upset those people because it's fun to do. You know, just be like, hey, your fucking town sucks and Kale does too. And they'll be like, oh, boo-hoo, and then fucking cry until their tampons fall out.
Okay. Oh, A's. They have fucking parks and llamas that you can pet even though they spit in your face. Llamas. Barack Obama is the name I would ever name a llama
all
if
right
we got it.
Before train wrecks again. Next story. British Columbia man admits he was reaching for fried chicken prior to crashing his car.
Chicken nuggies are life.
Sometimes I just click on the fucking story and I'm like, I will read it the same time everybody else hears me read it.
Chicken nuggies.
So you're finding out the information that I am. One man is lucky that he wasn't seriously injured or killed.
Wait,
after
is that a cop?
What?
I assumed it was a cop.
No.
That's less boring now.
Why would it be a cop?
It'd be more hilarious.
Okay.
Hilarious? I did my best.
Yeah, it was a single fucking vehicle crash. Highway 3. Just before 3 p.m. Smashed vehicle. Oh, man.
So no chicken nuggies.
I kind of wonder if, like, after he crashed his car and got out, if he, like, still got his fucking chicken nuggets.
I would still eat the chicken nuggies. Like, I'd be talking to the police and still shoving the chicken nuggies in my face.
Ooh, to make matters worse for the driver, he was also handed a $600 ticket after the officer who attended the accident discovered the man's vehicle insurance had allegedly expired.
Oh, no. That's worse. That's worse. Like, did you fucking hit me and had no insurance?
Yeah, most people fucking don't.
Why?
Because there's no penalty for not.
So how come I have insurance?
Yeah, there is. Well, you get ticketed.
Is it because I've crashed three cars?
Yeah, but they have to fucking pull you over.
They do? I didn't get pulled over in my last crash, and I was a victim.
Well, you also had insurance.
Should I call the police? Because I didn't. Because the dude had, like, his pranker's, like, girlfriend in the front, and she was, like, crying, like, hella hard.
No, call the fucking cops every goddamn time.
She was, like, 8 months pregnant.
I don't fucking care. Kill that baby right now.
I mean, I
those dumb fucking
argument.
Idiot people. Fuck them.
But there was, like, a
I
dog
I don't
in
care.
The back. I cared more about the dog than I did anybody else. Like, the dude got out, and I'm like, oh, my
did
God,
you hit
is
them,
your dog
they
okay?
They hit her. This is her birthday a couple years ago.
Oh, my God. It was my birthday present. I got fucking hit by a car on my birthday. But my birthday cake survived, which was an ice cream cake, and that's all that mattered. All
right.
It was a good ice cream cake.
Back on the tracks.
Fucking Cold Stone makes the best ice cream cakes.
And she's like the Hulk. Like... purposely, like, hitting the train off the tracks, like, no.
I don't even know what the Hulk is. I've never seen
the train goes this way.
Is it the green dude?
Yeah.
I don't like the color green.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. So flooded farms in England were refused compensation as they were too far from the river.
Fucking potato famine all over again. Just their own self-terrorism.
Well, I mean, it's England, and they're no longer the world power. It's fine.
Poor fuckers.
But yeah, they had their entire cropping land submerged underwater, and they are ineligible for government flooding hardship fund because their farms are too far from a major river.
Sounds like English. Sounds like American bullshit, though, too.
But they had about almost 1,700 millimeters of rain that fell in like a 2 year period. That's not even that much.
So
I'm like getting
1.2 liters. That's a lot though. I'm not gonna deny that.
I mean, it is, but
there's a difference between snow and water. Like, we get snow here, but they get fucking water.
So these poor saps.
Thank you.
They're sapping wet.
Sopping.
Whatever. And they're very upset because they're not going to get money, and now they're fucked out. And they're probably all going to die and probably take the old family shotgun and take turns killing themselves. Except one guy that's going to not have any ammo to kill himself.
It's legitimately tradition. As someone who's American and has only read 18th century smut, I have no bearing of actual knowledge. Just what I've read.
All right. So now this is we're gonna go on to two hot takes. I saw this one and I'm like, oh, this is my wife.
I can't wait to hear this.
I didn't read the story. I just read the title. As many other things in this world. By
they also imply me?
Title this by Puckus Mikus. My girlfriend has a drinking problem. I, 26 male, have just gotten back from a night out with my 21 female girlfriend. You idiot fuck. You're an idiot.
Of course she has a drinking problem. She's not 26 yet. Because 26 does not miraculously heal your mental illness.
Yeah. About 2 months ago on a similar night, we got blackout drunk. Completely ignored any request to stop drinking. Run general havoc on the night and proceeded to let a guy kiss up her neck until I stepped in, blah, 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 blah. Next morning, I was furious. I pulled her aside and told her I'd never tolerate that behavior again. Both the excessive drinking and letting a guy do that. She was beyond sorry. And for a while, things were good. But then she said she had a night out with her friends from work and ended up doing a list of things as ignored my request not to buy another drink and tried to start a fight. Called the Uber driver so many slurs. Oh, man. Let her get her own fucking Uber. Rudely stated in front of my friends that they're boring, blah, 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 blah. Tried to kiss a girl from work. Didn't respect me or anything. Dude.
Okay, literally, my coworker did this, and her boyfriend was like, yeah, it's cool, because she's bi.
Well, no, she was kissing, like, other dudes and, like, just...
Ew, kissing? It's gross.
Here's the thing, dude. Is your girlfriend just, you know, unlocked, you know, the ability to social drink out at the bars?
She's 21.
21, I know. Let me finish my thought before you step in.
I was muted.
I'm going to mute you now. Back to my thoughts. Train wrecks. But yeah, she's 21, dude. Let her fucking go out and have her fun. And if you cannot, you know, be okay with that, just let her, you know, go. You know, if you love her, she'll come back. And if you don't, well, I guess she's going to, you know, be that used up whore at the bar. You know, fucking giving some dude some sloppy toppy, you know, for five drinks.
As long as she orgasms, that's all I care about.
Yeah, you don't fucking, you know, orgasm from sloppy toppy.
You don't? I don't know. I've never had sloppy toppies.
It's a blowjob. It's a really sloppy blowjob.
Yeah.
Dude, just... date more in your fucking general age range. Stop trying to be that fucking, you know, almost 30-year-old dude that's trying to fucking hit on essentially 18-year-olds. Knock it off.
Like, you're past the pedo window, but it's so gross.
I mean, it's not even gross. I mean, she's 21, but it's just like, dude.
Still a teenager, for fuck's sake.
Here's the thing. You are in direct competition with every other dude at that bar and every other chick at that bar.
So
everyone
your game
else.
Better be good.
Or just, you know, fucking... She wants to go out and have fun and party and have a good time. That's it.
She hasn't had finals yet at college.
And then we got relationship advice. Which I saw this one, I'm like, this is wonderful. By Vivid Milk. Jesus Christ, I can't read.
Mink or milk?
Milk! Vivid Milk. People have bad fucking names, okay?
Okay, milk is an ingredient. It is not a beverage.
I have a thought that maybe the entire internet is just mostly bots.
I'm like, 100% on board with your vibe.
Like, if you just see a text, it's just fucking ChatGPT making something, putting it out, and be like, oh, look, here's a story.
Like Omegle or some shit. How did you even say it?
Omegle, but it's gone now.
Like Smeagle?
Yeah.
Even better.
But me, 29 male, and my wife, 25 female, have pretty opposite work schedules. I have to be up at 5:30 a.m., and she gets home around 1 a.m. I woke up to her sneaking to use her vibrator. I call out to her or anything, and I just asked what she was doing. She lied and said nothing. I have no problem with her using it, just maybe not right next to me. How do I handle this? She lied about using it, so, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck? Vibrators are your friend, not your competition.
Dude, It's fine. Join in if you want to fucking, you know, throw down some dick.
Have you caught me doing that?
No, but I'm sure you do.
I'm pretty sure you've caught me a couple times.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But
it was fine, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, you learned your lesson and used it moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was too embarrassed to show you what I needed. But now it's fine, because you know exactly what I need.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and end the episode right there, because I have fucking hurt squirts coming right now.
You too?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Run away.
Run away. Thank you. Follow me. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry for this fucking train wreck. God damn it.
CatFest 2020.